Hey, what's up? It's Ryder. The podcast is coming right up, but don't forget to subscribe, tell your friends, like us, rate us, vote. Sorry, I got a little lost there. It's the weed. All right, seriously though, coming up on the show today, you'll hear things about why Christmas music is bad for your health, kegs of ranch dressing, and we'll talk undercover detective work you've done in your just day-to-day life. Enjoy the program.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Another product that a company put out that I'm guessing they won't sell any of. Or maybe a couple joke ones. But it's creating quite the buzz.
Are you talking about the car in Vegas?
No.
Oh.
Tell me about that.
There's a self-driving shuttle that just launched in Vegas, and it crashed hours after the launch. So it's kind of like the same thing.
Off to a good start.
Not a very good start.
No, I'm talking about the 1 gallon keg of ranch dressing you can get.
Mm.
Like you can get a keg of ranch. Mind you, 1 gallon, it's not as big as I thought when you originally told me about this yesterday, because you were going to order one. I was like, who needs a keg of ranch? Unless it's like inside a bar on wing night. And you had like, come and get your ranch, pump it out of the keg on your wings and then go back to your seat. That would be kind of funny.
I feel like my wedding will need one. Because the dinner's going to be pizza. The midnight snack will be pizza. The cake will be a pizza.
Okay.
So.
Need some ranch for that?
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Here's the thing, ranch is so expensive now, especially at pubs.
$2, man.
Well, yeah, $1.50 to $2.50 is kind of the going rate for a little thing of ranch. So, I actually have an idea with this keg. I might get one and then just go sit outside a popular place, Canadian Brew House maybe, on wing night, and sell my own ranch.
For how much?
$1.
Nice.
$1 a squirt.
Done.
That's going to be the name of the company.
It's like Buck a Shuck.
Right. But it's Buck a Squirt. And I'll just sit there and sling out ranch squirts.
I like this idea. Just don't do it at my wedding.
Well, that's why I'm testing it now. I got about 10 years before something like that could possibly happen. So
usually I'd be like, that's so rude of you to say, but it's probably accurate.
I have the business. I'll have the business model perfected by then. Time for Lisa's word of the day.
It's a big one today. Somnambulist.
Oh, I know what that means.
What?
When there's an accident and somebody's worried and they say, can anyone please call some ambulance?
Somnambulist. A person who walks about or in his or her sleep.
And then gets in an accident. Congratulations going out to us.
Why?
Edmonton came in for the first time ever in the world's best city rankings.
Ooh, what number?
We're number 60. It's the first time we've cracked the top 100.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. You know, there's a lot of people that are like, this city sucks. Why do we live here? I don't know. It's pretty cool in my opinion.
I like it better than any city I've ever lived in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true story.
Well, I've only ever lived here, so.
Yeah, you're just comparing it to St. Albert and your parents' basement.
It's true.
No, but I lived in Vancouver. It came in on number 29 on the list, which is garbage. Place sucks. Everything's way too expensive.
You gotta walk everywhere. And everything's too close to drive. No thanks.
And the attitude that you get, like you hold the door for somebody and they look at you like
you're
from another world.
Yeah, that's weird.
Toronto was the highest ranking Canadian city at number 13, and the only other one on the list was Calgary, who beat us by quite a bit. 34.
Calgary's cool, I guess. I still don't know how to get around there, though. I get it. Like, once you figure it out, it's okay. That's way easier than Edmonton roads. But this is all I know, okay?
No, it's not easier. And the thing with Calgary is if you're like, you got a friend in the south and you live on the north side of the city, it's like, well, maybe see you next month.
Right.
It's just, I can't commit to an hour and a half in rush hour. Sorry. Whereas Edmonton, it's like 20 minutes. You can get most places
everywhere
in the city.
Everywhere takes 20 minutes. That's a quote from George Costanza's dad in Seinfeld. He says that about New York, and I'm going to say that about Edmonton.
Indeed. There's some really cool cities on this list. So many that I want to travel to. There are a few cities on here that I want to cross off as I'm not going. New York, not interested in.
What? No.
They got rats the size of cats there.
But I was really hoping you would get me a trip to New York for my birthday. I want to go see a Broadway show and maybe eat some pizza on the street.
Big rats. Not my thing. What else do we got? Barcelona. They show the beach there. Way too many people. Not interested in going to a beach with that many people.
Okay, then you really wouldn't do good in New York.
I get self-conscious. No, because I wouldn't have my shirt off.
Oh.
When there's that many people in Barcelona, especially, they'd like, ooh, all look so sexy.
True. There's something about their skin that's like, how do you even get it that smooth?
It'd be like, who's that albino with the tits?
And they're talking about you, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Me, yeah.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
629, thank you for checking out the show. Colombia just reported the largest cocaine bust in the country's history, and I don't know if I've ever even heard of one bigger in the world. 12 tons.
Tons, like tons. A female elephant is like 2 tons.
Yeah.
So just think about that.
Well, and I'm pretty sure like elephant skin is a little more dense than powder.
They pack these things.
I guess, yeah.
You know, like it's a brick.
So 12 tons, they say, if they spread it out, could cover an entire football field with, like, a solid amount of cocaine.
Valued at $360 million, it was all found stored underground on 4 separate farms in a banana-growing region. That's a lot of cocaine.
It's 36 million per every 10 yards of the football field. I'm just kind of trying to envision that. That is just a pile of blow. It's interesting because I feel like I've watched Narcos.
Right, so you know what you're talking
about. So I know the ins and outs of the cocaine world there, but it is a crazy, crazy world. Their police are asking for help finding the head honcho of this thing right now.
His name's Otoniel. The United States is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to his capture or death. That is wild.
And they're saying in order to like really get on top of the cocaine trade, they need to wipe out 60 to 80% of it. And they've only done about 1.5% of it.
It's so funny. I follow Beige Cardigan, as I'm sure most people do. And I saw a picture posted yesterday on their Instagram of a guy who's obviously with the law.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's pointing like over here. This is where a bunch of the coke is to pick it up. And you can tell if you zoom in that his shirt has like a square package under it.
That's the exact same size and shape as all the square packages that they've confiscated.
None of our business, though, right?
Hi, Mama. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @GregBeHarrell on Twitter.
Ooh, good.
Find someone who loves you in spite of what you share on social media. Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks.
I think this is the crankiest I've ever seen you. Well,
it's the lack of caffeine. We're on this juice cleanse, right? So everything's annoying me.
Yeah, I know. I actually like was hoping that you'd take a sick day, that the juice cleanse was going that bad for you.
So today at work, it's our chili cook-off with everyone here in the building.
What a horrible time.
I know.
You're the one that picked when we were going to do the juice cleanse. I should be the one that's angry right now. I'm going to smell all this delicious chili all day. And while I'm watching people enjoy the chili I put hard work into last night that I couldn't really eat.
Couldn't really eat?
Well, I had to taste test it to make sure it was okay. I'm going to watch people just enjoying the splendors, and I'm going to be chugging cucumber juice.
Okay, but that's the thing about cleanses. Every single person has an excuse to not do it. Oh, well, I can't because it's so-and-so's birthday. Like, you just have to do it. You have to dedicate it yourself. So, here we are. Chili cook-off, cranky as soon as I walk in the building because you didn't hold the door for me. I had a crock pot in my hand and a full bag full of supplies.
So did I.
But you walked in first. Anyway, I'm so mad. I grabbed crushed tomatoes instead of sliced tomatoes, and now it's throwing off my entire recipe.
So that's what has her set off, if you're wondering.
Chili cook-offs, though, very competitive. Very fun. My first year competing. Every year I have contributed by eating and saying, yeah, no, I think this one's the best, when really they all taste the same. But I actually think that I'm going to win, regardless of my screw-up of my recipe. I'm basically Martha Stewart. It's just my ears are smaller. Have you ever Googled her ears? They're so big.
It's Complaint Corner on Ryder in the Morning.
This stat sucks. It says listening to too much Christmas music is bad for your health. This is according to clinical psychologists. They're saying that if you're listening to too much Christmas music, you tune out everything else in your life and you only focus on things like mince pies and mistletoe.
Oh.
What?
I guess it kind of makes sense.
I mean, it does make sense because when you hear Christmas music in a store, it definitely makes you happier and more excited for the holidays and you tend to spend more. That's probably why they play Christmas music in the Bay and all those places, right? Because it works.
The thing is, though, it's kind of nice to zone out to things that make you happy sometimes. The world can be just too dark. That's why I like the whole Christmas thing.
I already have my Spotify playlist ready for me. November 12th, it's all Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas is You on repeat. There's an actual album on Spotify that has that song 12 times in a row. Highly recommend it.
My complaint corner is about websites that make you click to a new page to see the next one.
And they purposely put ads over the button so it tricks you and then you go to it. Just the worst.
Especially when it catches you. The clickbait got me. You will not believe Goldie Hawn's house in Hollywood. Why do I care?
I want to know.
I don't. But I managed to click through 32 different celebrity homes, which took 15 minutes before I got to Goldie Hawn's. And here's what also irritates me about this. Some of these houses, like $82 million properties. They're like, this six-bedroom house.
What?
Like, that looks like it could fit 65 bedrooms.
That's a hotel.
What? Why only six bedrooms?
They got a movie theater, maybe.
What if you have an extended family that comes over? I bought a house about, I don't know, 6 months ago, something like that. And moved in. Grant, originally, who used to do the show with us, and Nosebleed, our producer. And then you have since moved in as well for a few months.
Which has been a great addition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fairly busy.
Yeah. No, it's good. There's always someone home.
It's ridiculous because we all work together and live at this house together. But yeah, some interesting stories develop while we're there. One being Nosebleed got a new car that he talked about for the last 2 years that he was going to get. Finally got this new car. Super jacked up about it.
Yeah.
Beautiful car.
It really is.
Nice Mazda that he's got all souped up. Well, somebody ran into the driver's side door.
And the thing is, like, this guy loves his car. He'll park his car. He'll get out and he'll look back at it when he's walking up to the house. Like, it's been 10 for 10 every time I've watched.
Well, and I'm an old man, so I'm always in the same spot. Sees directly outside my place. So I see him pull up and I'll like start counting and it'll be like he's been looking at his car for 25 seconds.
That's how much he loves this thing. And that's great. I mean, everyone has that one prized possession that they have and his car is his. And then it got hit.
So yeah, poor Nosebleed.
Yeah, our roommate Craig, who has many nicknames, I'm going to add some more to the list. He's officially Tintin.
Oh, because he's a bit of a detective.
He is. Ever since his car was hit when he was parked outside of our place,
He's
going full-blown Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, so he's already confronted all of the neighbors in the cul-de-sac, most of which he hasn't even met yet. Like, he didn't go around and introduce himself.
No, just like, yo, you drive a white car?
Hey, who here has a white car? I got some white paint on my black car.
Ironically, I have a white car, and so does Grant.
Yeah.
Which is brutal, because as he's telling us this story, I'm like, man, that sucks. Like, this guy loves his car. And he starts, like, pulling out all these Nancy Drew lines, like, I'm gonna go door to door, see who has a camera. And then I realize, oh my God, I have a white car. This guy probably thinks that I did it.
Yeah, well, you got some black marks on your white car,
but
too.
But I've always had those black marks since 2013. I've never cared for my car.
Where'd you get them from?
Well, my parkade underneath my condo.
Okay.
I was parked right beside the cement wall, and I'd always scratch it.
Black cement, huh?
Every single time.
Okay.
No, it's not black cement. It's the the inside of the car under the paint is black.
Okay.
It wasn't me. And I'm really guilty when I am guilty. You can tell.
Right.
But I straight up was like, sorry, Watson.
So one of the things he's pulled is he watches out of his bedroom window. Every time anybody drives in to see if they're looking at the mark, because he thinks if someone was guilty, they would
They come back and look at it.
Even for a couple seconds. So he's like sitting eating chips.
He lingers at his at his window, and as soon as he sees anybody that even remotely looks at it, he goes full blown Inspector Gadget. Yeah. I can see him just like throwing something out the window.
He'll get some binocs out.
Sticky pud and just grab them and reel them in.
So here's what we wanted to ask you at 780-107 on the text line, or you can hit us up on the app or call 450-3332. What's the most like low-key detective work you've done in your personal life?
I can't wait for him to come to work today and I can be like, hey, Scooby-Doo.
we actually want to hear it. Did you end up busting somebody in the act? Maybe it was like somebody cheating in a past relationship and the way you figured that out was super low-key.
I will say in 2017, it's very easy to find people online.
Totally. You do it sometimes when people text in.
Oh, yeah. I do some detective work for sure.
You'd be like, this jerk that just chirped us off. This is what he looks like. Lives on the south side. If you ever see him, throw a mag at him.
It's true. More like Hardy Boys in the morning.
That's all right. So I'm sure you have some good stories. We're going to pass it over to you at 780-107 or by calling. Hit us up with your best detective work. Yeah. Tell us your best detective work stories.
Okay, we have the best listeners. So funny. Sarah texted in saying, sometimes you just have to do a quick drive-by. Oh, you're at your uncle's for the past couple hours? Let me just drive by to make sure your car is there.
Low-key detective work.
This one's really funny. My usual bartender gave me his phone number 2 weeks ago, but it was impossible to read. I asked like 10 people for their thought on what it said. I ended up going back to tell him, you know what? Your writing is a mess. So he gave me his phone number in better writing, and now we have a date on Saturday.
Hey, Blair, what do you got for us?
In my early 20s, bought my first house, and me and my girlfriend moved in. And kids kept ringing my doorbell, you know, and running away. Whatever. I did it as a kid. It was all fun and games until I had my daughter. And they kept doing it and kept doing it. Well, I kind of got sick and tired of it, and I couldn't catch them, so I parked my truck out in front of my house, and it was kind of getting dark, and they rang my doorbell one night, and I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. So I sat in my truck, put the seat back as far as I could, laid down as best as I could, and lo and behold, they all came back to do it again. And as they ran up to my door, I hopped out of my truck, and they just, you know, 12-year-old kids run like
hyenas.
But
yeah,
I got one of them, and I'm pretty sure he never rang a doorbell again, because gave the option either you call your parents, or I'm calling the cops. And, well, he didn't call the cops, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got
him. We used to play Knock Knock Runaway when these three new good-looking girls moved to Maidstone. It was a pretty big deal. And their father was a pastor.
Okay.
So we'd play Knock Knock Runaway on them just in hopes that we'd see one of the girls, pretty much.
Do you think they'd be into that? Like, oh, these guys are so cool, ringing our doorbell and running away.
No. But he used to chase us down and, like, right. He was so fast for his age. We used to call him the Flying Father because he'd like dive through the air to tackle us. And I think he enjoyed it more than we did, to be honest. Like,
awesome.
Became a game to him.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
Yeah. Caught nosebleed last night, eating a bag of chips, sitting looking out his window because some neighbors had rolled home and he wanted to see if they looked at his car.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Just. What are you doing, nosebleed? Oh, just making sure these people don't look at my car. If they do, I know it's them that ran into it.
Well, we did get a text saying the criminal always returns to the scene of the crime.
See?
Well,
so he's on to something.
There you go.
780-107 is the text line, or you can hit us up at 450-3332.
Hey, Ryder, I just wanted to tell you my detective story. I'm a teacher, and I was teaching summer school one summer. I had about 15 kids in my class, and we were in the computer lab, and I went back to my room, and I looked at my wallet and $20 had been stolen. And I had a pretty good idea of which kid did it, but I didn't want to come right out and accuse him. So I talked to the cop at my school and I said, hey, like, is there anything I can do? He said, no, not really. Kids don't really confess to this kind of thing. I said, oh, I'm getting a confession. So I went back and I sat all the kids down. I said, listen, I said, I know somebody stole $20 from my wallet. Everybody's got to take out a piece of paper. You're going to write three things on the piece of paper. You're going to write your name. You're going to write whether or not you stole the money. If you didn't steal the money, you're going to tell me who you think did. And if you did steal the money, you're going to tell me when you're paying me back. And I got 15 pieces of paper in. Every single person had the same name on it, except for the one guy that stole it. And he said he'd have it on my desk tomorrow morning.
Whoa!
Oh, you are badass!
Ryder. Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning
with Lisa Evans,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.